News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden keeps getting asked whether he might drop his re-election bid after last week's debate. He told reporters in Wisconsin,
completely ruling that out.
Adding he heard support from Democratic governors he met with yesterday.
Every one of them in that room, all those governors said, stay in the race.
Meantime, Nayarn Kim reports Britain's election is over.
Labour leader Keir Starmer is officially the Prime Minister. After receiving the formal blessing of King Charles, arriving at 10 Downing Street with his wife Victoria to roaring applause from supporters. In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first. Party second.
Starmer wants citizens of all political colours to join his project of change with stability.
I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal.
Outgoing leader Rishi Sunak earlier offered his resignation to the King after his party's crushing defeat. Nayarn Kim, London.
France's parliamentary elections conclude Sunday. 30,000 police officers are being deployed after a three-week campaign that was marred by hate speech, verbal abuse, and physical attacks. Beryl's expected to regain hurricane strength as it moves over the Gulf of Mexico toward Texas. City manager Pete Zanoni says Corpus Christi is getting ready.
We do a lot of planning because it's hard to project where these storms ultimately end up. But we're planning right now for a Category 2 storm in terms of rain amounts, in terms of flooding, in terms of coastal inundation and wind as well.
A solid June jobs report, 206,000 added. Unemployment, 4.1%. This is AP News. Shootings and other violence this 4th of July weekend have left at least 33 people dead across the country. Meanwhile, a ruling on the Nashville school shooter's writings.
A Chancery Court judge has ruled that the writings of the person who killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a private Christian elementary school in Nashville last year cannot be released to the public. The judge said that the Covenant School children and parents hold the copyright to any writings or other works created by the shooter, who was Audrey Hale, a former student who was killed by police. Hale's parents inherited the works and then transferred ownership to the families. The ruling comes more than a year after several groups filed public records requests for documents seized by Metro Nashville Police during their investigation into the March 2023 shootings. I'm Shelley Antler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.